This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's John Daniels' intro.
Baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's Thad Levine. He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade. Cause the boys in the front office are always hard. Come talking that trash and they'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me skin, I ain't said spit.
The John Daniels Show is brought to you by Evan Williams Bourbon and BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
All right, joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show, John Daniels. JD, how you doing today?
I'm all right, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. Obviously, not a great weekend for you guys. Had a rough series against the Astros, and you know, whether it was starting pitching, whether it was the offense, whatever it was. Just a rough four game stretch. You guys are in a little bit of a tailspin here, but hey, those things happen in the middle of a season. Is there anything at all, any silver lining in what you saw this weekend in this Houston series?
Well, I thought the first two games, you know, kind of toe to toe with them. Up until Saturday, Sunday, we basically, it had been, you know, pretty evenly fought all series. You know, 4-2 against them here, and then the first two games played really well. Reddick didn't pull back the Pence home run. You know, we might have won behind Lynn on Friday night. Obviously, Reddick made a hell of a catch, and we lose. And then the last two days, you know, you really saw like the depth of their pitching staff. Like, you know, against the lack of depth with us, I thought that was really the story. And you know, a couple of defensive miscues made it look a lot uglier.
You know, John, what everybody's – not everybody, but a lot of people are talking about, okay, what about Odor? And he did sit. And in the past, there's been times where Odor is struggling and he's been sent down to correct things, and he's responded well to that. But, you know, it's you can look at this and go, okay, these are patterns here. What does Ruggie have to do to get to a point where you guys might consider sending him down, or is it occasional rest and lets this thing's got to play itself out?
That's a great question, Skin. I think with Ruggie, some other guys in that category too, you could argue. With Ruggie, he's had these stretches before. I really don't want it to be where, you know, we have to send him down to figure it out. I have a lot of confidence in the staff up here, and you know, ultimately have confidence in Ruggie as well, you know, and his process had been really good, I thought, in spring training as far as, you know, not chasing, kind of like understanding his strengths and shrinking the zone. It had been better the first 2 weeks, even though the results weren't, but the process was. And you know, then he has the knee injury, and really since he's come back, he's really struggled just to, you know, to make contact on, you know, any sort of kind of above average fastball. And so they're beating him right now. He's clearly got to make an adjustment. It's definitely something we're talking about, and optioning the guy is always a consideration, but we'd prefer to be able to figure it out up here at this point.
All right, so let's take it to youth baseball, because man, I don't know if you know this, JD, I'm one of the greatest youth baseball coaches of all time. Were you aware of that?
See that?
Okay, you know that.
Been discussed a lot.
Well, what? Before I got run out of the game, not involved anymore. Caveat, want to throw in there. What we would say to a guy who's not catching up with the fastballs, kid, you got to put a lighter bat in your hand. And there's all these rumors going around about these bats that Ruggie uses, that it's a telephone pole or whatever. Is it just way too simple for a guy like me to sit here on my couch and say, well, man, maybe get a lighter bat? Is that silly?
Not necessarily silly. We talk about those things as well. The thing with Ruggie is not just like lighter bat, but the length of the bat. And he actually, if you look, he actually holds the knob kind of up into the palm on his right hand. So whereas a lot of guys, the, you know, the knob typically is kind of below your bottom hand, his sits in the middle of his palm on his right hand. So it actually makes it look even longer because it's not, you know what I'm saying, he's not holding it down at the bottom of the handle. He's actually holding it below that. So, but it's also the same bat that he's had success with in the past. You know, it's how he just went to a heavier or a longer one, or he started gripping it that way. So, listen, there's obviously got to be an adjustment made. All these things are being discussed by our coaches and in our front office.
John, what was it was in a loss. There was a bunch of runs that were put up before he came in. But with what you saw from Leclerc yesterday, does that have you feeling a little bit better in that regard?
I do because of how he did it. You know, he came in. He's a super competitive guy. I don't think he was real happy that we were, you know, getting beat the way we were getting beat. But he looked a lot more under control with his delivery. You know, there were some things that we'd seen where, especially on his fastball, he's kind of flying open and had those big kind of arm side misses, and he was really spotting up his fastball a lot better. And when he does that at 96, 97, you know, everything plays off it, and he saw a miss, you know, a lot more swing and miss yesterday. So that was really encouraging.
Man, I read an article over at Lone Star Ball by Adam Morris, and it was about Nomar Mazara. And it's actually looking at a lot of the Saber metrics to where it's like, wait a second, you know, people are down on Mazara a little bit, but, you know, and maybe the batting average isn't where he would want it to be. But if you start looking at some of the Saber metrics, you're like, wow, okay, he's hitting the ball harder. He's hitting more line drives. He's getting the ball in the air more than he has in the past. And they're definitely, he's not striking out as much. There's a lot to be encouraged about. So where are you with regard to what you're seeing from Nomar right now?
I'd say kind of in between, you know, in between the kind of doom and gloom. And then I saw Adam's article as well. Mads is a guy that has, you know, all the potential in the world. He's been a good player, but, you know, to this point in his career, came up at 20, 21 years old. I think we all feel like, I mean, the industry feels like there's another level for him to get to. And, you know, we haven't quite gotten him there yet. Again, he's been a good player. He's been a, you know, quality big league player, but he hasn't been the kind of dominant middle of the order force that, you know, I think that you're hoping for. And everybody's kind of graded on a curve, right? We all have expectations, whether it's athletes or whatever walk of life. And I think that's what you're looking at with Maz, is you're like, this is a guy whose value is primarily in his bat, who has been a good hitter, but we think can be a great one. I think until we can kind of push him along in that direction, there's going to be those questions.
John, before we let you go, we got to get to this very important topic. KT has been working the meat judging beat and had a really great story about what's going on at Texas Tech. They're always the national champion. But we, you know, we like to get out on the grill from time to time. I know baseball executives have meetings at steakhouses. You probably had meals at incredible steakhouses. But if something is going down at the Daniels household and an important guest is coming over, do you have the skills necessary to get out on the grill and work an incredible steak and then bring it in and deliver the goods?
Only if, like, my wife is standing there telling me what to do.
Oh, man.
I mean, like, and maybe, like, stepping in and taking control.
Just a little of it. Well, you're a busy guy.
No. Yeah, but I don't think that's really an excuse. I think it's more just a matter of incompetence around the grill.
What is your go-to steak? Do you have a preferred cut?
I mean, if I'm out, I would typically order a filet. But I'm not like a, I know it's kind of like a Texas thing. You got to have your like signature steak. I'm pretty basic. I like a filet.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, I'm a ribeye guy. To me, you know, I think the more unhealthy it is, the more it fits. It aligns with my lifestyle.
I would have bet money you were going to use the term marbling right there.
I almost did. That's how doctors describe my fitness. Hey, thank you so much, JD. Appreciate your time.
All right, guys, take care.
There he goes, John Daniels. So yeah, Ben, you got a little too much marbling happening in the belly area here. We need to be a fine steak. But not for a human. Okay, thank you to JD for jumping on with us. We appreciate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.